Taylor Watch.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy,
happy.
National Cat Day.
No way. Meow. Right now, meow, meow.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Happy day to Olivia Meredith and Benjamin Button.
Yes, yes. And Momo.
And Momo, oh my God! Oh my God! How could I forget?
How dare
about,
you disrespect Momo like that?
He's our
like mascot.
He's our mascot. He's the chicest cat we know.
Yeah, that's true.
He knows what's good, and he's Momo. Yeah. Wow, that's fun! Happy National Cat Day. We had so much going on over the weekend. Just a jam. Packed weekend in New Orleans where concerts are concerned. We have a lot to talk about when we get to that part of things. But I think that, generally speaking, Taylor Swift, every town she touches turns to gold.
Crazy.
It's actually nuts.
Yeah.
But we, in tandem in talking about the concert this weekend, we have a special, exciting announcement.
Yes.
We have a bestie that is such a strong bestie that they want to hang out with us for the rest of the year. And they want to just, you know, be the number one bestie on the Taylor Watch podcast.
Yep.
And that, of course, is Game Time.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you, Game Time.
Thank you, Game Time.
We love Game Time so much. Obviously, that's how we were able to go to our last concert in Miami, which was unbelievable. I think that Game Time is one of the best ticketing apps you can find. I think that there's a lot of misinformation online about getting tickets and tickets being overpriced and sold out and unavailable and whatever. And Game Time, every time I look at Game Time, that is not the case. So we love that. We have a couple of our favorite moments we want to talk about, and specifically Game Time will be helping us with that, picking our favorite moments from the concerts moving forward. And so just a huge shout out to Game Time.
Like, yeah,
you guys are the best. Thanks for trusting us and hanging out with us. And listen, we know firsthand that this is good shit. So that's, you know, it really is a seamless bestie moment for us.
Yeah,
so massive thanks.
Really could not have done it without Game Time. We had like the best night of our lives, maybe.
Like insane.
Like, literally just unbelievable time at the Air Store. So you guys, I know the price is everything, but Game Time, they have great deals. They're just like the number one way to get tickets right now. They're reliable, and you guys know how much we love Game Time. So now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out all the fluff to show you incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event.
Ooh, you know what, Jay? I'm going to look up because I'm curious specifically about, like, what are the
indie
tickets look like?
Let's pull up our chosen event.
Our chosen event is, of course, more Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And so let's see what... I'll look up indie while you do that.
Turn on GT Picks setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Also, I mean, I'm just looking at Friday only. Obviously, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the upcoming concerts in Indianapolis, Indiana. Friday alone, listen, y'all, if you're trying to pull the trigger, if you're thinking, I gotta go, I'm looking for two tickets.
Some super deals.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of stuff going on, a ton of space on the floor. I know that we were spoiled brats and we got to go on the floor, but like, treat yourself, you know what I mean? Lots of good stuff right by the Diamond. We've got some great deals for two up in the 100 level, and we've got regular ones up like all the way up in the rafters if you want to see it from the top. You know, I've honestly been so curious about seeing one of the concerts from like high up like that.
Well,
like, I feel like it's seeing the bowl.
I want to.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like is just exciting. Like, there's so many things I think that you miss sometimes when you're up too close.
And I feel like it's a little less stimulating, overstimulating.
Agreed.
When you're up
Agreed.
There.
Totally agree. Oh my God, Saturday has even more, y'all. I'm just saying, get yourself to Game Time because it's Game Time. Oh my God, Sunday has the most. Wow, if you're really trying to go to Indianapolis for Taylor Swift, Sunday looks like your day.
Yeah,
there's so many tickets available. So go ahead, check it out. And as always, thank you to Game Time for being our presenting sponsor. Yeah. Woohoo!
Because and love there's, you. There's just so much stuff going on that so you, just, going on. You don't want to miss it, I feel like.
No, you don't.
This weekend was jam-packed.
Absolutely jam-packed. And that I think, is what's been so exciting about this tour in general is, it's almost like, to borrow a phrase from Taylor, it's like collecting Infinity Stones or collecting Horcruxes. Mm. Like, you want to have experienced all of the elements types of the show. Yeah. Like, we're lucky. We got Tortured Poets. We got Florence. You know, I got Jack Antonoff.
Yeah. New rep bodysuit.
We got new rep bodysuit. Like, there are, like, moments that happen throughout this tour that you really wanted to be present for. And you just can't miss any going forward. So, head to Game Time. Get yourself some tickets. But a lot of stuff happening this weekend. Mm. Night one.
Well, hold on.
Oh.
I kind of want to start off with those random 33rd birthday pictures that came out before the NOLA concert started.
Oh, my God. What is that all about?
I don't know.
Who posted those?
I don't know who posted them, who that man in those pictures
were. Who's that man?
But people are saying
that was so random
that she was in NOLA recording fresh out the Slammer that same weekend that the infamous restaurant photo of her and Joe came out.
Yes.
Where she's in the chair and he's in the booth, which, if you know, the girl always goes in the booth.
The girl always goes in the booth. Yeah. Like, you're crazy. Unless she says, I would really like to sit on the outside. And there's no way that Taylor Swift is like, please let me sit on the outside and get bumped and moved around by everybody walking around behind me. That's insane. I'm kind of crazy about the timeline of that. It does. The timeline is suspect. I'm wondering, I wish I knew, like, just more about that. Like, why are we so convinced that she was recording Fresh Out the Slammer? Like, we knew that?
I think because they posted a picture of her in the studio in NOLA, like that infamous studio that she's been in a couple times.
Right.
That was the weekend she was there to promote Joe, something for Joe to help with
Joe.
Right, because
he was like, he was promoting something. And
I think there was a clip of her recording Fresh Out the Slammer. She's wearing the same outfit or something along those lines.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So our proof is outfit-based. Mostly. And here's a question, Gia. Have any of us ever considered that maybe Taylor Swift is an outfit repeater? I know she's a billionaire.
I know she's a billionaire. That's true.
But could she be an outfit repeater? Although the NOLA thing is. Yeah. The NOLA thing is. Well, it's like a black turtleneck, right?
Yeah.
I have like 20 black turtlenecks, to be fair. Being in NOLA, I think, is really the.
And the lyrics, like, silent dinner, bitter. He was with her in dreams. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were having a silent dinner.
Good point, G. Yeah. I forgot about the silent dinner part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder what that could have been. Like, maybe they were broken up and just trying to go out for appearances and not wanting to deal with it, or maybe they just were
just at the end of,
maybe it was a meetup, hadn't seen each other in a while, uncomfortable at a restaurant. Help, I'm still at the restaurant.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Still sitting in the
last
corner.
Last place I
want
to meet up with my ex is a restaurant.
Never in a million fucking years. Although maybe though, like I don't know,
free meal,
totally free meal. But I kind of forget, or not forget, but I can't decide. It depends on the ex, I think, because some exes, it's like, I'd rather meet you in public because I want to, like, be able to leave.
Right.
And also, maybe I don't want to, like, you know, burst a blood vessel screaming at you or something.
Right.
Versus some exes where it's like, you know, you're going to see them and you might cry because it's like sad, or whoever you broke up is sad or whatever. Like, those are times when I don't want to be in a restaurant. So I feel like it totally depends on the ex.
That's very true. That's very true. Good point. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I just thought that was very interesting.
That is
interesting. I like to know, like, the timelines of the recording of the songs. Yeah.
It also, too, Torture Poets, like, completely disrupts any sort of timeline that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was writing for that album. And even for Midnight's. The writing of Midnight's fucks me up. Like, I cannot figure out, like, when was what written what.
I know.
And, like,
I'm
just crazy.
Excited for when we do, like, a Midnight's deep dive. Because
me too.
Yeah, like, all, like, question, right? Like, there's just so many interesting.
You're Losing Me.
Yeah,
when Jack
put
out that timestamp, You're Losing Me, I was like, they were, like, still together.
They
like,
had
what's going
to
on?
Have, in my opinion, this is just all theory, I really think that they broke up. Maybe they were like, oh, like, maybe we can rekindle this.
For
sure. Because they were dating for such a long time. It's hard to just break up like
that. Maybe it wasn't like a, you know? Like a total, you know, a total break.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's some weird stuff. And it's just interesting to think, like, that it would suck so bad. And Taylor, you know, she does this and she lives her life like this. But, like, to have to sing about and talk about these experiences in your life that are probably a few years past.
Yeah.
And it's almost like breaking open all the wounds again. Like, yeah. You experience it, you write the song, you perform it. Although she does say that, like, you know, writing the songs just feels like getting the poison out. You know, it's like kind of like cathartic. That's like, yeah, it's good for her. But imagine that, though. It's like you feel like you're done, and then you gotta get all mad all over again singing Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, it's great. And it's obviously fantastic for us. But if I had to relive, like, these awful feelings over and over again all the time, it's like, oh, God, I'm tired.
Yeah. Like, the differences between her singing, did she do Call It? Or she did,
Call It What You Want. Yeah,
the difference between her singing Call It What You Want now, and then, like, whatever, like, a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, like,
it's
the beginning of the tour.
So different. I think she did it in Cleveland, actually, or Cincinnati, I don't remember, but.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, no, that was, like, the difference between her then and now, like, the anger that she had when she was singing that song and compared to now, like, yeah, it's crazy, the emotions that you have to hold in,
conjure up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
she's putting on a performance. I think that there were a lot of moments on the tour where people were like, you know, Taylor's crying while she's performing, or she's doing this and she's doing that. And I think that there were moments of reality where that was happening. But there are also times where we have to remember, like, she is putting on a show, and you want to put your all into a show. And sometimes you just let your emotions go.
Yeah,
and
that's
what makes it fun. So, but yeah, it's crazy stuff. I think the energy that we're hearing about in New Orleans there that happened this past weekend, generally speaking, was some of the most fun energy we've heard about. I think neither of us have been to New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And I'd very much like to
go. I want to go so bad.
We should have went for this.
I know.
Like, I'm devastated, because I do think, like, all these reports coming out of New Orleans, specifically from restaurant workers, from, like, people in the streets, like, just people that work in the town.
Why did we go to the two biggest thumbs up their asses cities? Paris and fucking Miami. They have the biggest sticks up their ass. I didn't see one fucking Taylor Swift fun thing.
Nothing in Miami.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing in Paris. Paris, they just spit at us and then
said welcome to France.
These basic Americans, disgusting.
We hate Taylor Swift, they said. And so, bonjour.
And meanwhile, bonsoir. In fucking Edinburgh, they're like dancing in the street.
I know.
And singing songs.
I know.
And hugging and kissing and laughing. And we just get.
It feels like a fairy book. Like, yeah. Every other place feels like some sort of fairy tale. But, like, so yes, yeah, so that's how New Orleans seemed. And, you know, we're seeing pictures or videos of the French Quarter. We're seeing Bourbon Street. We're seeing all of the popular spots that usually are overrun with people due to Mardi Gras are now overrun with Swifties. And so, so restaurant workers and service people and bartenders and everybody are, like, I don't know if it's, maybe it's like a clout thing. I don't think it is. But people are genuinely trying to be so nice, being like, thank you to the Swifties for being so cool.
Yeah, well,
like, it's an overwhelming amount of people being like, thank you to the Swifties for being so cool.
Someone was like, this is the most, like, wholesome Bourbon Street has ever been in its life. Like, this is the safest.
No titties?
No titties. No shaking ass. No fucking in the streets.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to like, you know, yassify Bourbon Street. Like, that's, I feel like that's
or like
what
girly
happened.
Popify.
Yeah, girly popify Bourbon Street.
But yeah, I mean, it was $500 million that she brought into New Orleans. Like, that's crazy amount of money. Like, if I was working in a restaurant or something, I'd be like, thank you, Taylor Swift. Like, thank you.
For sure. Yeah. And also, too, I think that people know, obviously, it's kind of, you know, in vain for Swifties just to spend a lot of money. I feel like all of us have, like a shopping problem, and we all, we love to
merch
collect.
Merch addiction. Yeah, collection addiction. Yeah.
We all, like, it's kind of the same as wanting to go to as many concerts as we can. It's like we need to collect all these memories and these things physically and you know, spiritually, I guess. And but ultimately it works out for everyone. Like, you know, maybe not our bank accounts, but we're willing to sacrifice that for the good times. And so very, very proud to be a Swiftie hearing all of that.
Yeah.
I hope people keep that same energy through Indianapolis and then also obviously through Canada.
Yeah.
I bet the Canadian Swiftie stuff is going to
be they're going to be amazing. I'm sure they're going to go all out. I feel
like friendship bracelet making things like in the streets. Like,
totally.
They're so nice.
I don't know about Toronto, because Toronto's like a bustling city, so I don't know. I do feel like Vancouver maybe will have more of like a whimsical.
It's also a little more scenic.
Yeah,
like it looks a little more like we're all fairies in a mountain, and here's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But you know, Indianapolis did that like big fucking like Fathead on their building.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that was.
Indianapolis is really showing out, and they have been showing out for a while. Like, they've been excited for Taylor Swift. So I'm pumped up about that.
I feel
that
like nothing happens in Indianapolis.
No, me neither. Yeah. You know, don't, watch out. Don't get Vibs in here. He'll come burst through the door.
Right.
If you say Indianapolis three times, he'll burst through the door. But no, we saw the videos of the them building big life-size friendship bracelets for
the dinosaurs. Yeah, that was so funny.
They all have them on their necks. Yeah. And they've just kind of been putting them all over the city and, you know, doing the typical, like, renaming some streets and the fun stuff that, a lot of the other, like, I don't want to say smaller cities, but, like, smaller than, like, New York or whatever.
Yeah,
I just think it's really fun that the cities are getting into it.
Because so fun.
It's hard not to acknowledge. I'm sorry. There's an emergency going on outside.
I know.
It's the loudest.
So loud.
Like, I was going to try to talk through it.
I was proud of you for getting through that. And I was
like,
gonna
keep going. And then I was like, I still can't. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't hear myself think. Bloop, bloop. Well, hope everybody's safe. Anyway. Yeah. Sounds like they're not. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. I hope everybody's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so like I said, it's nice that the cities are getting into it. And I think at this point, it is undeniable. Everyone can see what this tour being in your city, means for the economy, it means for local businesses, for people, for everything. And I think that they're all more than willing to kind of go the extra mile and welcome everybody.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, listen, it's a cash cow.
Yeah.
It's a massive, massive cash cow. You know what somebody was saying, too, about New Orleans? That all the coffee shops were popping off because girls would get up and go tour and do whatever and do those kind of things versus usually it's just like bars and stuff. Mm. So it's like a lot of these more local, like, you know, restaurants and sweet shops and coffee shops and things like that were getting the shine that normally people pass over for like a yard long margarita on Bourbon Street. So I think that's a nice thing.
Fun. Yeah.
It's a nice
really want to do. Want to go see the American Horror Story Coven House.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Well, first of all, if we went to NOLA, it would be like 100% spooky tours.
Yeah, totally.
Spooky tours, the house from Coven, like haunted hayride
shit.
They have that shit all year round. So does Nashville, you know. Nashville has like haunted, like, you know, bus rides and stuff. Yeah. Apparently it's a haunted city, which I didn't know.
Oh, okay, like that.
But NOLA, of course, everybody knows, is supposed to be haunted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just exciting stuff. So night one at the show, night one was
Friday
and, some good songs. Florida is gone. Unfortunately.
Florida was officially off the set list. Rest in peace. Kind of saw that coming.
Yep.
I wouldn't have been shocked if it happened, but yeah, it just didn't make that much sense for Florence to stick with her.
We kind of felt it. I think everyone kind of felt it. It made sense in Florida because it was Florida. But then it's like we're singing Florida and New Orleans and Florence and whatever. And, you know, she can't hang out for 20 more shows, 13 more shows, whatever it is. The night one surprise songs.
They were our song mashed up with Call It What You Want,
which
is great.
Which is what we saw her. That was, she was singing it in like a, you know, a much different way than, like you said before, when you referenced.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, much different way. Mm-hmm. And then The Black Dog and Haunted on piano.
Great combo.
Fabulous. Legendary combo.
Really good. And she sounded great. Just exciting. Yeah, exciting all around.
Yeah, those, all four of those songs I would have loved to have. But yeah, another debutation mashup.
There's a lot of debutation going on.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of debutation. And I am fine with it.
Yeah. She came.
I like it.
Well, it was funny because on night one also she came out. Oh, and she also had a new dress. New surprise song dress.
Oh, is that the, is this
that was
the,
like the orange, it was like the koi
it
fish.
It looks like the koi fish,
vibe,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, koi fish on the Speak Now guitar.
Yeah, people think maybe it had kind of a Speak Now vibe to it because of the koi fish, but also.
I thought it was kind of ugly.
Yeah, I thought it was ugly too. I really don't
it's just the color combo, but I'm sure there's a reason.
I don't like ombre. I don't like that, like, mashup.
That's just not my style.
Yeah, me neither. But I love the dresses when they're one color, like the purple one's so pretty.
Yeah,
the purple.
Oh, wait, speaking of ugly. The
1989?
Yes, the 1989 combo. It was yellow, purple, and green shoes. And it was like, what the fuck? And then, you know, after everybody's like, ew, what? We realize it's the New
Mardi
Orleans.
Gras.
It's Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
New Orleans, you know, whatever. Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
But, like, what a combo.
Yeah, that was funny.
Didn't she do, like, a weird flag combo in Europe, too, that was, like,
She's never ugly. She never has done different boots. This is
never,
the first time.
Never different boots. Yeah, never different boots. And so now, of course, Swift Alert. Shout out to Swift Alert. They're making jokes. Everybody was like, add shoes, add shoes. Yeah. And they're like, don't you dare add shoes.
I know, because
like,
then it just adds, makes it so much more complicated with the shoes. But yeah, she also did an all yellow look for 1989, sure. Which was interesting. Sure. There's some yellow theories going around. I don't
She's
really know.
She's got a
know.
Lot of yellow, orange. I mean, yeah. We've been on this for a while. We know that there's something going on with orange. Yellow's in the family. Even half of her dresses, the ombre, like, yeah. New mashup dresses that she has are, like, have a lot of yellow in them, yeah. Like, mixed in. So, something's
yeah.
up.
Yeah, people just on Twitter were talking about, and I saw, like, one TikTok about how, like, she had, like, a row of yellow on her Instagram, blah, blah, yep, blah. Yep, it's, yep. Like, always something.
The clowns are out, but we don't, I think the clowns are confused.
It's
like
they don't even know
they don't
what
know what they're
clowning for. I and I don't even know what they're clowning for either.
No,
like,
one knows what they're clowning for. Yeah. And I think, like, and that's, you know, half the fun, obviously. I am sitting at a point, Gia.
Came to my mind. I think the yellow maybe was clowning for, now that I remember, So High School Music Video.
Of course. Which I don't even think we've addressed. Yeah, like, no, yeah. So High School Music Video. Oh, right. And it was supposed to be, well, that was Sunday. We'll get to that, yeah, too. Yeah. There are a few other reasons why people are clowning for that. But yes, So High School Music Video is what everybody is really thinking is going to pop off soon. I think the clowning, you know, it obviously continues to a certain extent. I've reached a point, you'll be proud of me, where I am too tired to clown. And wow. So I've just been kind of sitting back. Like this weekend, I just like sat back. I didn't clown 1 second. I said, you know what? Those people are going to have fun surprises.
Yeah.
And that's lovely for them. And I didn't stress.
That music video theory kind of got me a little bit. I was like, yeah, ooh. Yeah. But no, I wasn't like, oh, it's definitely going to happen, whatever. Yeah. But I'm proud of you for taking a step back.
Thank you.
Taking a deep breath.
Thank you.
Slowing down a little
bit. It's a nice life without the nose on. I won't lie. Like, it's lovely. But
yeah,
sometimes it's nice to just sit back
and observe.
Yeah, which is exactly what I was doing.
Once, I'll watch the TikToks, I'll read the theories, whatever, but once they start getting into, like, the numbers, I'm like, scroll. Nope.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
Can't do it. Then, I'm, like, numbers dyslexic. Like, I can't.
No,
like,
literally.
You start throwing a lot of shit at me, and I just, like, I'll believe it blindly without even knowing if it's real or not.
Exactly.
Well, we'll jump around a little bit. The reason people are clowning so hard for So High School Music Video is just it kind of came out of thin air. But also, Sunday was National Tight End Day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And also, every night of New Orleans, when Taylor did her And He Never Thinks of Me Except When I'm on TV, every night she did a different football thing. So, the stadium that she played in, Saints Stadium, what I don't know the name of the actual stadium.
Caesar Superdome
is going to be the home
Super
of the
Bowl
Super Bowl.
Is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, casting her spells along
first
the stadium.
First she did a football throw, and then she did touchdown, and then she did Travis's
and then the last one.
First down move.
Which is, can I tell you, I love all of the football Swifties now, but I posted, I was like, what does this mean? Like, I didn't know. And, and I got maybe 100 replies being like, it's obviously the move that Travis makes when he said, I'm like, girls, you know, when nobody knew
it's
this.
It's not obvious.
Nobody knew this.
Stop, I didn't know stupid. It either. I was confused too. At first when she did that, I was like.
And then she did with a three.
Yeah.
Low-key a little bit of do.
Okay, Panem.
Okay. Yeah. But
that people think she's sending a little bit of a Tay Voodoo for a three-peat Super Bowl
Let's hope.
Yeah,
I'm also happy for that
night, Travis scored his first touchdown.
All season. And even better for me, I had him for our Survivor Pool.
Which is awesome.
Whatever.
I was like, ooh, with that pick. I was like, uh-oh, because he hasn't scored it all. But
I know, everyone,
good
everyone
Tay
told me
Voodoo.
That.
But yeah, so if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl... You heard it here first from Taylor Swift's magic hands to the rest of the world, I guess. But
they're honestly on track too.
I was kind of sad when she did that. I was like, damn, like, you don't want the Eagles to win? Like, come on.
No,
she doesn't at all.
She wants her man to win. Yeah. Three is a nice round number, and then he can retire and come home to her. Like, that's how the stars want this to play out. You know what I mean? Or at least in my head. So just exciting stuff all around, but definitely I would say the most exciting moment of the weekend and probably my favorite surprise, of course, Sabrina Carpenter. Night two, Saturday night, our girl Ainsley, boots on the ground for her 21st birthday.
What a great fucking birthday.
What a good surprise she got.
I was asleep. because we had a
I was asleep for a little while as well, and then I woke up and I saw it later. But
I had a Halloween day party, so I was in bed by like 9 o'clock, sleeping by 10.
Yep.
And so yeah, I missed the whole thing. Woke up and I was like,
yeah,
like I just couldn't even believe it.
I didn't think it was real at first.
I didn't think it was real. Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh, you brought a Sabrina. Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't realize that Sabrina was like, I don't even know if she was close to her. She had a tour around
that
day.
She apparently had a break between shows, okay. And her next one was in Houston, so she was close.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, like the whole phone bit was amazing.
Right, so Taylor went to go do her surprise songs. She started playing Espresso on the guitar a little bit, yeah. And then was like, wait a second. And then picks up a phone out of nowhere. I don't even know where she got that phone
from. Someone handed it to her.
Oh, is that yeah. I missed that part. And then she's like, hold on, I gotta make a phone call. And she's like calling Sabrina.
Do you think that was pre-recorded? Yeah,
no,
right?
I thought so at first, but then I didn't think so based on,
I think maybe
like,
she was already on the phone.
So I think it was FaceTime. Because the way that it answered, it was like the Whoop. FaceTime sound.
Yeah, I know.
And the reason I didn't think it was pre-recorded is because like the audience, you couldn't control the audience how loud they were being. Yeah. And Taylor was like shushing them, obviously to be funny. Like she wasn't, you know, whatever. But if they had pre-recorded it, the timing of that is like crazy. I think what actually probably happened was like she called her on the phone. She's literally below her.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get the phones, you know, together or whatever. Yeah. And then and Sabrina probably had like a microphone on or something. I don't know. I would love to know the technical.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Just because a little she was on the phone though.
Yeah, I know. A little part of me does think it was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Just because, like, God forbid, the call drops or something. Yeah, it flowed so well. No, I know. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they practiced it.
They could have. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really cute little bit that I love that. Kind of was giving like old Taylor with her like little phone bits and whatever.
Absolutely. She loves being on the phone.
And yeah, and then since Sabrina popped out in her little cute white little baby doll dress. Mm-hmm. And people were like kind of, or at least from what I saw, we're like, oh, why didn't they do Taylor Swift songs? Like, why are we doing Sabrina songs?
Literally, fuck off.
Sabrina
and they did do Taylor Swift song right in the middle. Yeah, they mashed up a Taylor song with a Sabrina song. Yeah. So, like, get over it.
They did Espresso mashed up with Is It Over Now? Mm-hmm. It's mashed up with Please, Please, Please.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Anybody who would have had anything to complain about that is just a sour
crazy,
fucking post.
Ungrateful, like, crazy person.
I can't with that. I thought it was tremendous.
I loved hearing Taylor sing, I'm working late because
so
I'm
cute.
A singer. Yeah, she's like, can I do it?
Yeah, she was like, can I do the thing? Yeah, like, I wanted to do it. And then she said it and did it. Everybody went crazy for it. I think the what was so fun about it, too, is that Espresso is such a, it's obviously like poppy, pop, like, kind of song. And the way that they sang it was honestly beautiful.
Beautiful,
like,
yeah.
Whenever Taylor does these mashups, and if there's somebody else's song or she harmonizes with it or whatever, it just always sounds
so good. She always
so
makes it so much
good.
Better.
Yeah. It just sounds amazing.
Or like not even better, just
elevated.
Different and elevated.
She's
and
a
yeah,
star, man.
Yeah, she's
just a star.
Star.
And so is Sabrina. Sabrina is just, didn't even blink an eye. Like,
she is so pop princess.
Absolutely.
Like to the max, just gorgeous, ethereal, glowing. She's so cute. She's sexy but cute. She's funny. She's sweet. God, I just am obsessed
with
her.
She's so chill. Like,
so
she just
chill.
Doesn't seem.
I want to smoke a blunt with her so bad.
Like, and just hang
and
out.
And laugh. Yeah.
I think that she has such. And maybe the Eras Tour is, you know, she's obviously on her own tour right now.
Mm.
Maybe the Eras Tour has helped her with this because she performed in front of so many people like that. So it's kind of like, oh, this is small potatoes. But her stage presence is so
amazing.
Good. Like,
it's amazing.
No nerves. Yeah. Like, just a cool, you know, how, oh,
yeah.
Ooh, we're having fun. What's up, Nola? Like, great time. Even, I mean, of course, Taylor has no problem with that either, but it's fun seeing them both be so comfortable, not only with each other, but in performing and just supportive of each other.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
And with Gracie, too. I feel like,
Gracie
I don't,
too.
I can't say about Sabrina because I didn't really see her in the beginning, like, when she was, like, up and coming, so I don't really know what she was like on stage, but When we saw Gracie at MetLife, she didn't really have that stage presence.
She was scared. She was brand new.
Yeah, she was a little. It seemed like she was a little shy.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between now and then is incredible. And yeah, I
not
do
even
think
right, not shy at all.
Yeah,
like,
they
so
both have gained this amazing confidence. So it's nice to see our girls thriving. I keep seeing all this bullshit on Twitter about a Sabrina Gracie collab.
What?
I know.
They don't really even have same sound, I don't think.
I know. I don't know. But, like, maybe for, like, a deluxe short and sweet. But, like, I don't know.
Everybody's clamoring for a deluxe short and sweet with features. I know. Everyone wants Ariana Grande on there for some reason.
Yeah, well, because
which
they
I love her, but,
they
you know.
Think, what's that one song? Boy, it's not.
Bedchem?
Good Graces.
Oh, Good Graces,
is, very Ariana Grande-esque.
It definitely
it is.
To
yeah.
be fair,
so
yeah.
So they're like, she should be on that song.
Love it into hatred. Yeah. It does. I mean, that sounds, that could be right off her latest album, to be honest. Wait a minute. Speaking of, I don't know if your face is reflective of what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I can't decide. Okay. Have we speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, speaking of her album, whatever.
Okay.
Have you seen the latest, Shawn Mendes is on stage talking about his sexuality.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah.
Being like, listen, man, I'm just trying to figure it out. And I honestly love it for him.
Yeah, I love it for him. I don't know what the deal with is with the public's need to know everyone's sexuality. And like,
I don't
really
know if
Eilish
anybody
just
brought it up. Like,
no,
he just
no,
kind of brought
okay, but no, but Shawn Mendes, everyone, always.
Oh, no, 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 yes. Sorry, I meant at the actual show. Oh, like, why did he suddenly just be like, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, maybe he
comes
just
to my
felt
personal
it was
life
the
and my
time
sexuality.
To finally address it. I don't
it
know.
It must have been before one of his songs.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But it is, it's so true. Like, for some reason, Sean is one of those people that everyone forever has been like, you're gay, just come out. And
yeah.
it's like, okay, chill. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's just like this incessant
he's a child.
Need to know. Yeah,
he's young.
He's like my age. Like,
yeah, let's look up. Exactly. Because he is younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
I remember
and
being like, what
it's,
the fuck?
It's too much to put on one
he's
person.
He's 26.
Yeah, exactly. To be like, you're gay, you're straight, you're this, you're that. Billie Eilish had a really good quote in an yeah. interview she does, which is, once in a million good quote
right.
from Billie Eilish.
Right, right,
but
right,
she,
right.
She was like, she was like, I wish I never even said anything because now I do
true.
One thing and people jump on it. I do another thing and people jump on it. And like, I wish I just kept my sexuality to myself because mm-hmm. it's like a thing for everyone to talk about now. And it's just like kind of weird and invasive.
Of course it is.
It's just
well,
like,
it's like another way to be like pervy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
just
I,
like
it's
who
pervy.
Cares if they're gay, if they're straight and sexuality, I feel like. It's such a spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, you could be a little gay, a little straight, a little whatever.
I feel like everyone's a little gay.
Yeah, everyone's a little gay.
But regardless, I just, I feel bad for Shawn Mendes because, I mean, I do, but I don't. Because, you know, we have all these Sabrina songs that are, like,
yeah.
allegedly about him. And I kind of, like, laugh and roll my eyes being like, that fucking, like, Shawn Mendes, this motherfucker. Like,
the,
he's a fuckboy, whatever.
The Dumb and Poetic song is just so funny.
It's just
because
incredible.
It really is so him. Like,
it's
he's
so
just
him.
So, like...
Yeah.
Like believe in yourself and love the vibe and together we will be.
It's just hilarious.
But no, I was not.
But we stand by him in this one. Yeah. So just throwing a little support
in
him
that
while
point,
we're supporting
yes,
Sabrina.
I stand
yeah,
by
yeah, yeah.
Shawn Mendes and the fact that leave
yes.
the poor boy alone.
Leave him alone.
If he wants to kiss boys, let him. If he wants mm-hmm. to kiss girls, let him.
Maybe a future collab with Sabrina when all the dust settles.
Yeah.
Maybe when they're like 40.
And before
like
I die,
Cher vibe.
I want a Sabrina Carpenter Olivia Rodrigo collab.
People think that that's very likely.
I don't
think it's
so.
As likely as people
no,
say
no,
it is.
No. There's
like,
just no way.
All right. Of course, it is time to make sure that we pay due to all of our besties on the
mm-hmm.
pod. And one of our OG besties, Bolin Branch, is with us
mm-hmm.
again. As we were talking about Momo before, National Cat Day. I think if we could have Momo on the pod to give this ad, I think it would be all the better.
He'd be like, meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
That's him
meow.
Saying, Bolin Branch
is
the best.
That Betty. Meow, meow.
I
the
love
the
waffle
blanket. Meow, meow. Like, that's
meow.
Literally Momo.
Yep.
So, as always, Bolin Branch, best bedding in the game. Throw
yep.
blankets, sheets,
comforter.
Quilts, comforters, anything, duvets, anything you need. Fabulous, wonderful, so soft. Softer with every wash.
Mm-hmm.
Great for your skin. I always say that. Like, I've had sheets before that, like, no matter how many times I wash them, they must like just retain
like absorb
oils
oil. Yeah,
or something and it like fucks up my skin. But ever since I've been a Bolin Branch girl through and through 100%, I gotta
I mean,
say
look at us.
I mean what did people used to say? Stand for clear skin? Like that's
oh, yeah, no, literally
that's
stand
some
for
shit
clear
that we got
skin.
Going on.
Literally.
Stand Bolin Branch for
yeah,
clear skin.
Yeah.
Like that's it was just you know, truly transcendent mm. and they're wonderful and we love them to death.
Love them.
And we are actually going, oh my gosh, keep your eyes peeled on our socials. We're going to a little Bolin Branch event.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah, so keep
so
your eyes peeled.
So can't wait
peeled.
To share that with you guys. And yeah, the mm-hmm. upcoming holiday season is upon us.
Yes, it is.
We got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, all the good times, the chilly weather.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to get comfy watching some Thanksgiving movies, watching some Christmas movies.
Hallmark.
Even yeah.
Hallmark is coming up. All those Chiefs, Taylor Swift
exactly.
movies.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. So you're going to want some warm blankies, some good sheets, some good comforters, good pillows. After long days of decorating and hosting and celebrating, mm-hmm. nothing feels better than a restful night's sleep in the softest, most luxurious sheets. Yes. Boll & Branch's signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and get softer with every single wash, just like we said. They'll immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. This morning in my comforter. Oof.
It was hard to get out of bed this morning.
It was so comfy. Like, I was snug like a bug in a rug. Mm-hmm. God, it was amazing. So it's the perfect time to give you and your loved ones a better sleep with 20% off plus free shipping on set of sheets. Just use promo code TaylorWatch at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch, limited time, exclusion supply. See site for details.
Oh, speaking of Olivia Rodrigo, there was a... her Guts, I guess Guts has a movie now.
Oh yeah, it's coming Guts out World on Tour Netflix, movie? Right?
Something.
That's exciting.
Sure.
I'm gonna watch for sure.
I would definitely watch. There was a premiere for it the other day.
Ooh.
She was asked about Taylor and about right, and about like the Eras Tour movie and like how it paved the way or whatever.
Yeah.
And she just skirted around that.
Her face was like,
what is the deal?
We'll never know.
It will haunt me in my dream.
It's so sad. Because she was such a stan.
Such a stan.
And like, what the fuck happened? Like, obviously we know about the song stuff, whatever. But
sure.
Like, it has to be deeper than
it
that.
It had to be deeper than that. Because again, like, you know, everything that was sampled, ended up being sampled or helped working on whatever. Like, all the proper credit was given. All that kind of stuff is crazy. But like... I don't know. Like, maybe the age difference is too much. Like, maybe it was just weird. But I don't know. How old is Gracie? Like, is Gracie's
like my age, if not younger, maybe. Oh, no. She's probably 25, I think.
Okay. Because that's the only thing I can kind of think of is, like, would it have been weird for Olivia
25,
and Taylor
yeah.
to be, like,
yeah,
you know?
But to me, it's more of, like, a mentor situation. Like,
totally
because
agree.
When you think about, like, Addison Rae and Kourtney Kardashian, you're kind of like,
well,
why the fuck are you two friends?
Weird,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, she's,
weird.
Like, 20 and you're 37. Like,
right.
what?
Right.
But, like, they're both, Olivia and Taylor, they're both musicians. Olivia took so much inspiration from her.
For
like,
sure. So that's what I'm wondering, like, what could her, because in my, I've said this before, I think, on the pod, that it has to be, I think, something from, like, her PR or team being like, hey, you need to carve your own fan base out. You can't just, like, have Taylor Swift's fan base. Like a distance yourself because you need to make your own name or whatever,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. That's kind of how I always thought of it. But to not even, like,
it's just
casually be like, of course, like, nobody would ever care about this concert movie without the Eras Tour first. Like, that's just a fact. Like, same thing happened. Beyonce could say the same fucking thing, Renaissance. Like, people loved the Renaissance movie when it came out, the World Tour.
Yeah.
But, like, Eras Tour movie was, you know, it was the first, like, not the first of its kind, but, like, the biggest
one. Yeah, I was
going to
say, I don't know if the Guts movie would be nothing without Eras Tour.
Not nothing, but I think that the
I think it
like,
would be fine.
The what's the demand for concert movies is more than ever the past couple of years
because of the Eras Tour movie.
That like Eras Tour and Renaissance came out within like weeks of each other and they blew it away for sure, and now it's like a year later we have the Guts movie, but it's like of course everyone wants to see this and it would have gone to Netflix whatever, but I think that concert movies
Are having a moment, for sure.
But to not, or like maybe not even just Taylor. Like if she had said, like Beyonce and Taylor both put out their like it doesn't have to be just her.
Yeah.
Like it was just a weird thing to skirt around.
So weird, yeah.
Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's either that theory of like just you need to kind of branch out, get your own fans, or I don't know if maybe it was like a UMG thing with like upsetting her with like with the credit thing. Like
could be. I just for some reason, and maybe this is us being like biased towards Taylor.
Right.
I just can't imagine her holding a grudge against like this teenage girl whatever.
That,
like,
no, I think that's why I think it's a UMG thing.
For
like,
sure.
I think
for sure.
Not. I think Taylor maybe. I hope had nothing like
right.
Some of those things like you don't have a say in like what the
for
label.
Sure.
Can do with your, you right. know, with like suing or like not suing, but like you know, rights and stuff like that.
Right. Like something awkward happened.
Yeah,
clearly,
definitely something
very
awkward
clearly
happened.
Something awkward happened because people were making the comparison online, as they always do, you know, of Taylor with Sabrina and performing on stage or whatever, Taylor with Gracie hanging out at their house, like, you know, it's that, all that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just feel like that could have been Olivia too. And
oh, she's just the OG, you know? Tay daughter. Like, she
I
is
know.
The OG.
So it's kind of sad. It's like estranged.
Yeah,
estranged,
yeah,
daughter.
I know. It's so
I would
sad.
Like to, I would like to see reconciliation there eventually. Yeah. I think that is more likely to come with time. Taylor and Olivia mending fences versus like
work it
Olivia
out on the remix, girls. Let's all work it out on the remix.
Let's all work it out on the remix.
Come on.
All work it out on the remix. Yeah. But anyway.
Let's jump back to Sabrina coming out.
Yep.
After that, she did maybe one of the worst mashups ever. Hits different, mashed up with Welcome to New York.
Dude, what? Like, what? I love Welcome to New York. We know this. And I love Hits Different. But
Hits Different.
Also,
yeah.
Both on the piano. Hits Different on the piano is...
If I was in New Orleans and I heard Walking Through the Crowd,
I'd be
I
like,
would be
what?
Like,
yeah, I know.
I literally be like, boo.
Imagine you booed. Like you during Tim McGraw.
The whole crowd just starts booing. That would be crazy. No, I would never boo her ever in
my
life.
God. No, literally.
And I
never.
Did. I got Welcome to New York in New York and MetLife, and I, you know, you end up enjoying.
No, it's good.
It's fun.
Welcome to New York is
it's
great.
It's just the fact
but
that she
to be
did
in
it
New Orleans
in New
is
Orleans.
Weird. Yeah,
so random.
Although she's done Welcome to New York in Europe, I think too. She did it. It's just like a fun. I think it's supposed to be like a. Nostalgic song she did one other time
I think maybe like it hits different, like a little bit Travis homage,
do we think that because Hits Different is kind of a breakup song, you know what I mean, like it's not a good, and then maybe with that in New York,
maybe like it hits different in New York,
maybe she's sending messages of like past things, like whatever Hits Different is about happened in New York.
Right.
Is what I gather from that. You know what I mean?
I like that theory.
Picture You with Other Girls in Love and Threw Up on
threw
the Street.
Threw Up on the Street.
Catastrophic
Blues. Yeah.
Moving On's the only...
On was always easy for me to do. And it's different.
It's different
because it's you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think that like... Hits Different to me sometimes gives me I Forgot That You Existed vibes. Like, I know it's not totally,
not as,
and it's a little more positive.
It's a little
than
more
that.
Like, ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
But something about it, I don't know. So I think we might be getting messages. Mm. We might be getting messages.
No, totally.
Because that is a crazy mashup. Like,
crazy. Especially after bringing out Sabrina.
I know.
I just thought
they had enough with Sabrina. They got three, to be fair, they got three songs with Sabrina.
Yeah.
And like that whole thing. And then, you know, just
Welcome to New York.
Let's cross a couple extras off the list. You know
what
I mean?
That's so interesting. So interesting choice. So interesting choice.
I wonder if we'll, so interesting choice.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll ever get an explanation. I mean, no, but I wonder if we'll ever get like a written explanation as to for every concert, like why the surprise songs were what they were.
I would love that.
I would die
man.
For that.
I,
just like a book about surprise songs.
Yeah. Like with the Air Store doc, I really hope that there's like maybe like a little segment about how she comes up with all the surprise songs and like maybe a little behind the scenes about like why she picked a few.
Oh, I would love
specifically.
It.
Specifically. Oh, I would eat that up. Eat
you
it
know,
up.
You know what I would love too is a moment where she's like, all right, off to play Maroon and you're on your own, kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would like, because she's like obviously has to be like in on those.
Right.
Off
to
online.
Go fuck with you guys.
It's just hilarious.
But
so.
The night three surprise songs might be the best ones of the weekend,
best
in my
of the
opinion.
Best. Absolutely.
It was Afterglow mashed up with Dress.
Sexy.
And How You Get the Girl mashed up with Clean.
Yep.
And I want to say one shout out to Kelsey Anderson from The Bachelorette.
Huge from The Bachelorette. Winner of The Bachelor.
Joey Grazadeh season.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Star.
Star. Mm-hmm. She... And she's also a star. She's beautiful, so funny.
I'm
love
obsessed
her.
With her.
Obsessed
I love
with her.
Her. I love them both.
Love
I,
them
I really,
both. Yeah.
I really love her too.
Yeah. She's a huge Swiftie, and she and Joey said that she sent Joey Dress during their season. So it was like kind of their song, which is so cute.
Which is
and
so cute
she,
and sexy too.
So
like,
sexy.
Okay,
our
girl.
Secret moments in a crowded room. Yeah, love.
Very bachelor coded.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like of course they won. Like
I know.
Yeah,
they just have great chemistry. Yeah.
And she got that song as one of her surprise songs, which is fucking crazy.
Also mixed up with Afterglow too. I have chills really thinking about it. Like mixed up with Afterglow, which is such a sweet. Like exactly that, like kind of spending time with each other in like the afterglow of it all. Like,
yeah.
In the moments.
People always say, like, Back to December is, like, her only song where she's kind of like, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Like, Afterglow is kind of like that,
afterglow
too.
Afterglow
yeah.
totally. Hey, like, it's all me.
Yeah, Afterglow is kind of like, I freaked out. Like, I got scared. Like,
she literally
I'm sorry.
Says, sorry that I hurt you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's literally a lyric.
Facts.
I love that song.
Love.
But I love that expression too. Meet me in the afterglow. Like, like, let's skip to the part where, like
the honeymoon phase almost.
Right.
Like,
not even that. I don't interpret it. It's more of like, I'm trying to think of the right words. Like, there's always like, there's the calm before the storm, and then there's the calm after the storm. And I feel like afterglow kind of encompasses that calm
right,
after
right.
the storm.
Almost,
you know,
like,
I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I feel like whenever there's like a hurricane or like a big, like, natural disaster, there's always like a rainbow or like a beautiful,
it's a lot of,
like,
peace.
Yeah,
when it's over. It's like,
yeah.
And it's also that relief of like, thank God it's over.
Yeah,
that chaos, that mess of my own doing. Thank God it's over. And I think that Dress itself, obviously very sexy song, but also chaotic and sexy, like, ooh, dark alleys, like, you know, kind of song. And so I love that combo. I think that, yeah, and it adds even more to it, Kelsey Anderson getting that too. It's like her song.
But
imagine being her. I honestly could cry.
Oh my God.
Imagine being her getting that.
I'd be like, she knows I exist. She knows.
No,
she picked this
course.
For me. She knows about me and Joey.
Oh.
She ships our relationship.
So sweet.
Yeah, so
I bet she
sweet.
Does. I bet she knows all about it.
Well, doesn't she love reality TV? That's
she
my
does.
Thing. Like, I don't know if I would believe it if someone was like, oh, she knew that Kelsey was going to the show.
No,
just because she was like in like the two, like she was in the 100 sections, like with her friends.
No,
like,
I wouldn't think that she knew that Kelsey was going to the show. Definitely though, that she probably knows Kelsey and Joey.
Yeah.
If anything, Joey, at least from Dancing with the Stars.
I feel like exactly. And then on piano was How You Get the Girl in Clean.
So good.
Which I
send you that breakdown of the lyrics? Did you see that same one?
I think I sent it. Did I send it to you?
Maybe. Like, I saw it, but I can't remember.
Yes.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I couldn't remember if I sent it to you or not.
Someone tweeted, I think this song has one of the biggest, like, messages.
Absolutely. This mashup.
But someone said, I just want to make sure you guys really heard what she said in this mashup. Mm-hmm. So this is the lyrics that she mashed together. The drought was the very worst. When the flowers we'd grown together died of thirst, or the rain came pouring down. When I was drowning, that's when I can finally breathe. And by morning, gone was any trace of you. I think I'm finally clean. And then you said, I want you for worse or for better. I would wait forever and ever. Broke your heart, I put it together. I would wait forever and ever. And that's how it works. That's how you get the girl. Oh, it's been 10 months sober. I must admit, just because you're clean don't mean you don't miss him. 10 months older, I won't give in. Now that I'm clean, I'm never going to risk it. That's how you get clean. I think I'm finally clean. I said, I think I'm finally clean.
No, like, tears, chills.
That's how you,
like,
get clean.
Everything. It's it's incredible. It's
so
incredible.
Good. And then
she's so smart. That's the thing, though. It's like, how can you see that written out and not think that she's sending us messages in these mashups? Like, she very clearly is.
I believe she's saying she did the work to get clean of past relationships trauma. She found someone new who's willing to give her the time she needed to do that while also doing his best to help her mend her broken heart. And that's how he got the girl. Now she's finally clean.
It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just amazing. Amazing.
Like,
excellent, excellent mashup. I know.
When she
know.
Ended it with, like, and that's how you get clean. Like, oh, my God. Also, people are realizing that she said, just because you're clean doesn't mean you don't miss him.
Oh yeah.
When it's usually
it.
Doesn't mean you don't miss it.
Yeah
which is kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going through it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because, like, here's the thing. You know, you can be in the best relationship of your life, happy as fuck, not worrying about a damn thing. And then, you know, one day you see something, maybe it's like, oh fuck. Like,
yeah.
I miss who I was at that moment. Or I miss that moment. I miss that trip. I miss that, you know.
Or like just even the
memory.
Yeah, just even like looking back and be like, wow, like that was me. Like,
right.
That's crazy that happened and I was in that position in life and now I'm here. Like,
right.
Yeah, sometimes you just.
It trips you out sometimes.
Yeah,
to think
totally,
like that.
Totally.
I, you know, sometimes that's like where I'm at 1 a.m. smoking my weed pen on the couch.
Totally.
Where I'm like, where was I?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, not that it's good or bad. It's just like you think too much about life.
Yeah,
like, oh my God.
And I think it says a lot about Travis, like,
absolutely,
song, like that he, like, gave her some grace.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he just seems like the most understanding guy in the world. I think though too, a lot of that has to do with the fact that they both have their shit, you know, like, it's not, or I would feel from my perspective, like, Taylor has always felt like the monster on the hill, right? And she's the, you know, she walks into the room and everybody's, it's like, oh, we're all obsessed with Taylor Swift. You can't, you know, it would be enough if I can never give you peace, yada, yada. I think that Travis equally has baggage in a way that probably helps her like feel less guilt for the baggage she has. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean,
because I think, right, you know, like when you are with someone who like, you know, you can have those vulnerable moments where it's like, damn, I miss like the, you know, a memory or a past or whatever. And it's like, you don't feel messy because the other person you're with is like also messy and has messy feelings. And you're just that you can like communicate openly about it. I think that that itself is like the mark of a good relationship.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Just being totally honest like that. It's just lovely.
Lovely.
Happy for them.
Yeah. So you guys seriously do not want to miss.
No.
These surprise songs, these moments, because goddamn, they are just next level. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys are checking out Game Time because you're not going to want to miss all these big surprises, all these big moments. But one more thing that happened, I want to say night three, was the Roomba broke.
Oh my God, I forgot about the broken Roomba.
So
the Roomba broke, and by Roomba we mean the rotating mirrored platform that Taylor holds on to during the Tortured Poets section.
I didn't even know it was called that until our guy
Brian
our guy Brian told it.
That's like that's what people call it
joke,
on Twitter.
The Tay Roomba.
Tay Roomba. So yeah, but another example of Taylor and her
the professionalism.
Dancers, how professional they are. For those, of course, who have seen the Tortured Poets section, whether in life or on a stream or a video, whatever, Taylor gets onto this platform. It comes out from the floor. It's mirrored all around. So as it slides around the stage, it kind of looks like she's floating. It's very cool.
Very cool.
It's like a fun like trick of mirrors. And so there's like a pole on it. And well, what was Brian calling it? He kept calling it something.
The Tay Roomba.
No. The pole itself.
Oh.
He was saying some word that I was like, I don't know what the fuck
he was
saying.
Yeah, I don't know what he was saying either.
It's like not technically a pole, but it's called something else. And so whatever. I don't know exactly the technical term for it. But she holds onto it and leans up against it while she's moving and dancing and whatever. And it really lends a hand to her performance because she can kind of hold on to it and throw her body around.
Yeah, and she
and
does
be
like
really
down
dramatic.
Bad, so it like kind of like reflects all the lights and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stuff. So the Tay Roomba comes out. It's like not working. She at first the dancers try to push her and see like they try to push the thing. To see if it'll
well, she
get
got off
again.
Of it first, and then they pushed it.
Oh, I saw
because it like it was moving in the beginning for like a second, and then it stopped.
I saw them pushing it with her on.
Oh, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think at first there's a moment where they go up. I don't know which song. It might be Down Bad. Where no. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Maybe. Where they go up and when it's moving, like when it's working properly, they go close and then they like run away because like they're scared. It's like a fake thing.
Right.
But they did that moment anyway, but they tried to push it. And then when it didn't work, they all walked away. And then she jumped off and like went started going up the stage doing whatever. Which again is like really, really cool and interesting because you just think about all of these plans that they have to have in case of a malfunction.
Do you think that they practice that in case it malfunctions?
Maybe. Yeah.
Because
I would think so.
It seems so seamless. Like,
yeah.
And they knew to push it. Like, they knew, and when she was off, they knew to, like, keep pushing it.
Like,
and
get
they,
it off the stage
or
get it back
like,
to its
get
spot
it back to its
to
spot.
Pull it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they all, like, everything was so perfect. And, like, I think, and Taylor just kind of, like, followed the outline of where it would go, which was perfect. Like everyone, like there was, they didn't miss a beat. So it just,
and it looked cool. Like even her performance on the ground of the stage was just as cool. You know, it was same choreography, like you said.
If anything, it added a little.
She did
like,
a little more.
Because like when she's like running around the stage, like with Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, it adds like a little bit of like
it was like a spooky
perspective.
Was really cool. Like it, and again, just a mark of all of their professionalism. Oh God, I would just panic. I'd be like, stop the show. I'd be like, I'd be Chapel Roan. Stop the show. I don't like that light. That would literally
funny.
Be me. But she, she just time and time again proves that she's the best performer in the world. And we love her for that. I wonder, I hope the Roomba gets fixed. I wonder what happened there. I don't actually know like how that thing moves around the stage. It must be like magnetic somehow, right?
Who knows?
Because there's not like holes in the stage for it to, there's not like a track. You know?
Yeah, maybe it is magnetic.
It's kind of.
And you like pull it through underneath.
Pull it from underneath? Right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I would love to know. It's another thing. Maybe we'll get to see it in the documentary. Speaking of the documentary as well, as she was leaving the stage, she hugged her mom one of the nights, I think the third night, leaving the stage, hugging her mom, film crew following them around.
Yeah.
So I think
that was like the fifth time in a row or something that film crew was following her.
Fourth, I think they were, Twitter was saying at least.
Fourth, yeah.
And, but yeah, so again, we keep making these claims like this documentary's coming. It's coming. Like,
it's coming.
Very clearly.
There's no fucking way. Yeah, there's no way. The I Can Do It With a Broken Heart music video was like a little tidbit.
Of it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Totally. No doubt in my mind.
I believe that.
There's no reason why she's having all these professional cameras follow her around for all these moments if there's not a documentary.
There's not something coming.
And that's such a. I don't want to use the word waste, but it's almost.
It's
a
no-brainer.
Waste. It's just like, how could you have this monumental tour that changed the trajectory of musicians and tours and everything in life, changed the economy, and not have
and not
a documentary
have
about it.
Absolutely.
Not have some sort of documentation for years to come, you know?
Do we think that, obviously we've seen more of the filming now. I think probably once she went to Europe, we saw more of it. I don't really remember seeing a lot of the filming except for obviously when she
LA?
Did LA for the Eras Tour movie.
Yeah.
But even that, we didn't get behind the scenes stuff, you know?
Yeah, no.
I wonder how early they started filming. Like, do you think night one, first show ever, it was just like a bunch of people on their phones being like, all right, we're too nervous to have like a film crew around. So let's just like, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eventually like now she's got 8 people following her around.
I would hope it starts from day one.
I hope so too.
Or like even like the prep day, you know, like the first day of prep for the tour. Like,
right before tour starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm sure there'll be tidbits, but it does seem like there will be more footage of the more recent shows, which I'm sure
Well, I feel like in Miss
Americana, everybody.
They added in like a bunch of like home, like not home footage, but like her own videos
behind
that she
the
took and
stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. So yeah, that's exciting.
So
exciting stuff. I'm real pumped up.
Me too.
All right, so we have, let's see, coming up, we have Indianapolis this weekend, as we said a million times. Game Time, love you so much. Love you to death. Get yourself some tickets.
Yep.
We will, of course, on Thursday's episode, be taking voicemails, and we will be dressed up for Halloween.
Yay!
Yay!
One last thing.
Oh.
I don't know if we want to talk about it or not.
Oh.
Do we want to talk about Tony Hinchcliffe?
Let's give him a minute. Let's talk about him for a minute because what an asshole.
Just
he's
because
just
he brought up Travis.
No, he did. I've totally forgot. I totally forgot because I have already erased him from my brain. So New York City was overrun. I shouldn't say all of New York City. Just Madison Square Garden on Sunday was overrun by the Trump rally, I guess.
Yep, Trump rally at
Trump
Madison
rally
Square
and,
Garden.
Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, he's the guy who does Kill Tony. And he was the guy who made probably the biggest splash of all the comedians at the Tom Brady roast a while back. He is annoying, generally. I understand he's a specific type of humor, whatever. I didn't really have feelings on him one way or the other until this. They had him be the comedian / speaker for a little while at this Trump rally.
Yeah.
And he made a handful of jokes that...
Racist.
They were racist. I think the thing with comedians is they start to feel like they can say whatever they want and like disguise it as a joke. Be like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
And then when they go too far, they'll be like, oh, you can't say anything anymore. It's like,
it's
I think
like,
there's a clear line of like, just don't be racist.
Yeah. It's one thing to say a joke in a comedy club with a bunch of people, whatever. There's no cameras. You can't film it,
people
whatever.
People who elected to go there paid for it, whatever. This is
it's
what they
one
expected.
Thing,
they
it's
know
another
you.
Thing to say it in front of a bunch of way too well influenced people.
Yeah.
I want to read this tweet that someone. He said, I'm a huge Tony Hinchcliffe fan. I've lost some respect for Tony today because his entire thing has always been that in comedy, you can say whatever you want in a comedy club and that doesn't make it real. They're jokes and people need to grow up if they get offended, but you just brought them into politics. You cross over the line into the real world at this point. You're no longer just telling jokes in a club. You're telling racist jokes to an arena full of people that are there to be influenced politically.
Yep.
I'm not one to be like boycott this dude over him having opinions. You can have opinions, that's fine, but you've kind of shit on what is so awesome about comedy by using it politically. This has nothing to do with Trump. I don't like the dude, but I'd feel this way if I saw John Mulaney doing a 5 minutes at Kamala rally. Comedy is not comedy's for roasting these idiots in a comedy club, not for climbing on stage at their rallies.
Absolutely.
Which I agree with.
Couldn't have said it any better. And I think the disconnect is it's this guy. Like this guy, like he's got a big head and you just can't you got to know your fucking audience.
Like, so not only did he make a joke about...
Want me to read this one? So, right. So he's making a joke about Puerto Rico, which, you know, calling it like floating an island of floating trash, which is not okay. Shout out to Ricky Martin, who immediately posted it on his Instagram and was like, fuck this guy. Yeah, like, he's coming for us.
Ricky,
like,
Bad Bunny, and J-Lo. They all.
They're like, fuck this asshole. Yeah. But Ricky Martin, I love Ricky Martin. And so him being like, look how he talks about us. Look how they talk about us. Like, I loved Ricky Martin for sticking up immediately. And Bad Bunny and J-Lo. Shout out to him. But the reason we're even talking about him at all is because he also made another joke about Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, you know, whatever. The joke is, let's see, it says, he also disparaged Latinos with a crass joke about making babies in illegal immigration, quipped that Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage, and joked that Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce might be the next O.J. Simpson, referring to the football star who was accused and later acquitted of murdering his ex-wife. Obviously, Kelce is in a relationship with pop singer Swift, who earlier this year said she would vote for Kamala Harris. I also kind of want to find... Just to kind of rub a little salt in the wound of Tony Hinchcliffe, there was a joke cut from his set. Somehow, it wasn't the others weren't flagged, because I think that the OJ joke is just such in such poor taste. Like, I fucking hate that. Like,
I understand hate that
OJ became a character of himself and whatever, but he's a fucking murderer. We know that.
Yeah, and like,
don't
to imply.
Yeah, the implications are too much.
They think Travis is gonna like. It's just so weird and unnecessary.
It's fucking crazy. But wait, I want to find one thing. Let's see. Sorry.
No,
it was
fine.
A joke of his that was cut. He was set to call. I was looking for the whole thing, but it doesn't look like they released the whole joke. But it says Tony Hinchcliffe and speakers submitted drafts ahead of time before they were loaded into the teleprompter. He planned to call Vice President Kamala Harris a cunt after a Trump staffer asked Hinchcliffe to strike it. He complied. So the line was, okay, don't call Kamala a cunt, but you can still be racist towards Puerto Ricans, and you can also make the joke about Travis Kelce being O.J. Simpson and potentially murdering Taylor Swift. Like, let's. Like, what's the...
Sheesh.
You know,
that's crazy.
Who's the moderator?
I'm sorry,
there?
But that's crazy. Like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like, this is
crazy.
Political thing. Like, this is serious.
It's not.
Like,
this is not the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, that when they hire comedians to do things like this, like, you know, obviously, comedy and podcasts and everything have bled into politics in a way that I am so uncomfortable with now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. You know, fucking Donald Trump on Joe Rogan, even Kamala on Call Her Daddy. Like, I understand the reason behind it, but I just feel now that, like... Now it's like a pissing contest who can get more airtime.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of crazy. But I think that they hire these comedians to like be, you know, for shock value, for clicks, for this, for that. And someone like Tony Hinchcliffe, who is trying to make a splash like he did last time, he's got this reputation to uphold, is going to try to shock you as much as he can. But again, like you said, you have to remember, this is a political rally with people who are looking to be influenced or looking to support.
And those
or whatever.
People, you say one thing, they believe it.
Exactly. Like, it's just not a, it's not, these aren't like objective thinkers. Like, this is not, and I'm not just saying that as like a Trump rally. I'm saying that in general, anyone that goes to a political rally isn't thinking objectively. Like, they're trying to be swayed one way or the other, and they want a show to do that. And holy shit, he missed the mark.
Crazy. Just really crazy.
And you know what tells me that we're right in this is because even like the KFC radio guys agree. Like,
really?
They think it was too far.
Yeah.
They think he is an asshole. They think like, you know,
way too far.
Why are you doing this?
It's just like
don't put it together like that. And they're comedy guys. So I'm like, you know,
right.
That makes me feel better in terms of us. I don't feel like we have like a stick up our ass for not laughing at those jokes.
Like,
I think that
it's
he's
just
an
like,
asshole.
Yeah. It's so unnecessary. And yeah, to me, it's just the jokes themselves are awful.
Yep.
And it's the time and place of when he did them.
Exactly.
Just makes it 10 times worse. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just like, what are you going to do with
what
these dickheads?
What a freak. So
freakazoid.
Sorry. He was riding high after that Tom Brady roast. Everybody thought he was so funny. His Kill Tony show is doing great.
He's like
whatever.
Being such a dick about it online. Like,
he is a dick, though.
God.
Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, in real life, he's a dick. He's very self-important, apparently.
Yeah,
like,
that's
he's
not
that
surprising.
Kind of dude. So it's like, chill.
Yeah, he's like, he literally said, like, take out your tampon. It's a joke.
Okay. Hilarious. Wow.
tampon joke.
Wow, women are emotional.
Yeah.
Please. Fuck off. What a dumb bitch.
So
like,
annoying.
He's a pussy. Anyway, hate him to death.
Yep.
Death to him. And that's
death
that.
To all
death
them.
To all. That's that. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about those jokes in real life because words cannot hurt us.
Yes, sticks and stones may break my bones, mm-hmm. but words can never hurt
never me. Never hurt me.
Literally.
So, yeah, so fuck him, whatever. So, thankfully, everyone's on the same page with that, and we can move on and never hear from him again.
Yay.
Love it. But so, yes, thank you guys, as always, for listening and for subscribing and liking and writing nice notes in the podcast. You know,
where yeah,
you,
review where you go, section.
Reviews, yes, reviews. Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm looking for yes. the word reviews. Thank you for writing nice reviews and subscribing and following us and making everything as wonderful as it is for us.
Yes.
Love you. Love you.
Love you guys. You guys are like, you guys are our afterglow a little bit, especially with all the shit going so down.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about like our Barstool life. Oh, yeah. God.
We can talk about it on Thursday.
We'll talk about it on Thursday. Yeah. We'll get into it then. But if you would like to call and leave a voicemail, as always, head to
347-450. 347-450-0723.
You can also, as always, DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account. We are looking out for all of them all the time.
Yep.
Very exciting stuff. We can't wait to hear from you guys. We want to hear some firsthand accounts, boots on the ground from New Orleans.
Yes.
And people looking forward to Indianapolis and beyond.
Canada. Yep.
And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.